Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number. Why did I sound like Mario Ranallo there? Ranallo?
Did you say Mario?
Mario? No. Mario and Luigi Ranallo?
Do the Pac-Man.
Do the Pac-Man. Waka, waka, waka from side to side. Come on. It's time to do the Pac-Man. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode number 742. I don't know if that's right. Of Smart Wrestling Fan, the podcast about wrestling. From your friends at smartwrestlingfan.com. I am Joe Negron, along with our co-hosts, Mr. Meat and Larry.
Is that a Pac-Man in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Pac-Man cereal, do the Pac-Man, waka 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 in my waka pocket.
Wouldn't it be two Pac-Mans in your pocket?
Ew, okay, no, stop.
No, well.
Gross. And Executive Moonbeam, Amy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the waka waka pocket. That's where I keep him. Ew. Spongy, I forgot you were in my pants.
Ew,
somebody said that. And they meant like this little like stuff like little animal thing, this little creature.
Spongeworthy?
They called him Spongy. I'm serious, that was a real thing that happened. It was
where?
At TGI Fridays, like many years ago, like
decades. Was it Baron Corbin?
Probably.
He was working.
Does he say spongy? I guess. I don't know.
That was his belly button. And he was working there.
He's a
spongy. Why does he have his belly button in his pocket? So anyway, this is a messed up start to the show, so whatever. Welcome, people that like weird things, because we are a weird show. Smart Wrestling Fan, we've been around for 14 and some 14 years and some number of months. Wow. And boy, are we tired of this. So this week will be our last show ever.
I mean,
No, it's not. We always say that. It's not true.
Someday it will be.
Yeah, I know. It's just not now. But we're gonna do a wrestling show about wrestling today. Talk about wrestling. Talk about the Raw, SmackDown. We are only weeks away from NXT joining the fray here.
Oh boy!
Yeah,
that's right.
And then next week on the show, we have we're covering AEW All Out pay-per-view.
Oh,
it'll be their final paid show before the free weekly show on TNT. So that'll be on next week. That's exciting, right?
All Out, yes.
All Out, Spongy. Yes,
it will help us get to where we're really heading. Because honestly, aren't we all just waiting till October?
Yeah. And some would say September. We're just waiting for NXT to be live and AEW to be live, and then we get to see who wears the pants in the wrestling
and the family.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Who's got the Pac-Man?
Who's got Pac-Man in their pants?
That's, yeah.
Why would you want that?
I don't know.
That sounds horrible.
Or not. I don't know. It depends.
I don't know about this. It sounds bad.
Getting way too Japanese here. This is like a Japanese podcast and stuff.
I'm sure there is a Japanese podcast about Pac-Man pants, but this is not that. This is
Pac-Pants.
This is Pac-Pants is a different thing. We'll do a Pac-Pants show if people want it.
That sounds like a YouTube show.
Yeah, it probably is.
I was going to say audio, but then I realized that I meant video, and then
I see the other audio.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to tell them about the this show, Larry? Let's get the housekeeping out of the way. Let's say
we
this.
We've been around a long time, and we give this show away for free.
We do.
You should appreciate that.
And if you don't,
if you're really cheap, there's free ways to help. Free.
One of them. Like one of them is to go get a free audiobook right now. audibletrial.com/smartwrestlingfan. Free audiobook for you. Money
that's
for
actually
us.
More than free, because you get something. That's not even free. That's plus. That's
okay, really then it's plus now. Audiobook for them. They didn't pay
so
anything.
So you're already in the positive here.
I think that's what free means, Larry.
Yeah, but, okay. I don't understand what
you're doubling free, Larry. I don't understand it. But that's fine if that's how you want to sell it. It's
well,
still just
okay,
free.
Free to me is like they could have just done something and not gained anything. But they're gaining. They're like,
no, that's
no, that
free
would be,
for, that's
that
free
would be
for
no
us,
cost.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay, right now they're plus an audiobook now.
Yeah.
And they've helped the show. So what else can we do?
Okay, well, it's all good for... what you're saying is win-win-win. Everybody wins, right?
Well, I think we've only like two wins so far.
So it's win-win because the third win is only if you stuck around for Audible. Then they'd win two. But if you cancel, Audible doesn't win, and then we do, and you do.
And Audible is owned by Amazon, and they don't need our money.
Right, so get the free book.
Yeah.
And then what you do after that, I'm going to look the other way. So if you cancel, I can't help it. Yeah, just know that we still get our money. So
okay, so we have two wins here at least.
Yeah, so that's it.
But then they can go to YouTube.
Yeah, what's the address? Do you know?
Joe Negron at YouTube.
Well, if that's how YouTube worked, yeah. You could also it's real simple. You could also download. You could also Google Too Long Didn't Raw and it comes right up. I mean, we have a whole page full of our videos on
there. Do they have to understand which form of the word to?
I think even if they typed it in wrong, it still works.
So Larry could still find it.
Yeah, Larry, you could find it even drunken like you are now. So, you're all good.
So there's one more win that they get to watch a hilarious show that recaps Raw so they don't have to actually watch it in real time.
Now, did you watch this last week's version?
Yes, yet? I did. I did. I watched it when it came out.
What did you think about the Seth Rollins title? What did you think? He's wearing it. Braun's obsessed with it.
Oh, yeah, and he's staring.
Yeah, he stares a lot.
Action figures stare by moving their entire body.
They do. That's right.
I wish we all did that. We'd all know exactly where you were because your entire body moves.
Yeah.
But then that's another win, so we're up to three wins. But then they could like that and share that, so that's another win for us.
It's all good. You can also leave comments and stuff. We're going to give out a prize today for people that left comments and did all that stuff on the YouTube. So somebody's going to win an Andre the Giant pin from what company is that? What brand is that? I mean,
it's lapel. Yeah.
But what's the brand of like pin though? It's like
my reading is my.
Well, the point is, yes, yeah. It's a very nice pin. It's a very nice enamel pin. People will love it.
That's like another win.
My vision, I can't not keep good. Track
of these wins.
Yeah, me neither.
You're going to be sick of winning. We're winning so much here.
And then the next way you could win is if you go to our Patreon page.
Excuse me.
And may the force be with you. So always. So you can go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/smartwrestlingfan, and become a patron of the show. Help support the show. The more patrons we get, the more content we can make. The more hours we can give you. I mean, that's a win for everybody. So that's just, you know, we need to get the numbers up. I would love to do more shows, but we need to also be paid for our time. So,
as Joe mentioned on the YouTube page contest thing tonight, I'm giving out the Andre the Giant pin. Next week, Iron Sheik.
Whoa.
Same rules. You have to leave a comment as of when this show posts.
Wow, an official
between Iron this Sheik week and next pin. Week.
Yes.
Iron Sheik pin.
And these are like stylized, like
they're really cool.
Like, yeah. They're not like, it's not like a button that somebody made and like has a photo of him. It's it's like a really cool, like stylized cartoon drawing of them in semi 3D, you know, pin form. So this is, it's very cool. It's very neat and official and really cool. So win that pin. That's it. Want to talk about wrestling?
Sure.
Maybe. Larry, muted.
Is that what we're going to do tonight?
I suppose. Prepared. I suppose we could. We'll start.
I knew ratings is what I would like to know.
That's what I was just saying before the show started.
Ah, delicious beverage.
I need to know about ratings.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you right now, and that's we'll do the news because we'll start with the ratings because the ratings are in. Boop, 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 boop. Last week's Monday Night Raw scored went down to a 1.76. So back to normal. And then SmackDown Live got 1.56. That was pretty much the same as last week. So that's it. That's your ratings. No one cares about that, really.
That's exciting.
Well, I'm more excited about when the ratings start coming in for the Wednesday night fights. Yeah.
Well, I said we're just waiting for the Wednesday night's fights. Ooh. Wednesday night fights. Is Wednesday Wars, Wednesday night fights?
I don't know. I just made up Wednesday night fights, but I like it a lot. The Wednesday night fight. I like
the night fight because war seems to, we're just using the same thing we used before.
Yeah, I like it. Of course, now everyone will steal it because that's what we're doing now. If you didn't know, part of the news bits and rumors should be this. WWE has now taken all of our ideas and they're trying to steal them all. So
yeah.
if you go to .com, you could see they have videos posted of a thing that looks like TLDR. Same set that I have, same everything, same
wrestlers. Did they forget it was supposed to be like
funny? But they forgot it's supposed to be funny and good. What? It's not like TLDR at all. It just happens to be they went, oh, look, action figures are cool, and posted a video about it. And I know they've made these videos before, but not like this. But it was just a stop-motion video of a whole match. It was like a 9-minute stop-motion thing, that, which is, if that's your bag, that's neat.
Right.
It's nothing like
that. Really, is 9 minutes of that anyone's bag?
No.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know a lot of people's bags, but...
And listen, stop-motion is really neat if you know how to do it. I did stop-motion in college, and I had a real hard time with it. It's very difficult, and I made a pretty cool Lego video in stop motion, but if you're playing, like, if you're using real action figures, like these, is my mic working? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like these, I sound echoey. That's all. Yeah. Oh, I don't know why. But anyway, I don't know. There's something about the pacing and like everything was moving too slow. Like they didn't really understand how it worked.
You know, so it was just, like, stop. Okay.
You're getting motion. A technical angle from just a regular Joe, which you're more than Joe, for a regular Larry angle. 9 minutes of just watching action figure wrestling is as cool for 3 minutes, maybe 3 minutes, 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, there was no funny.
Yours Let's not funny. Produce them and tell them how to make it better. What we should do is say that was on there, and then the article underneath that was WWE starts their own podcast network. And it's like, okay, first of all, getting into podcasting in 2019, probably not a great idea, but hey, whatever. There's not a
whole lot of podcasts out there.
Yeah, at least they're new and stuff. So that's all. I'm not going to add any more comments to that because, you know, let them have fun with that, whatever.
I want a podcast about wrestling from WWE so they can tell me which wrestling is good and which isn't. I wonder what they'll pick.
I hope that they know to uncheck the iTunes.
They might know. But what Larry said is the point of everything. It's just like there won't be any criticism of anything ever.
Right.
It will only be just their own. It's just like the stuff on the network. It's just going to be their own branded everything. So, and they're going to bring in other people, probably like that Sad Sack and Big Head and other
Football Head.
Yeah, all these idiots from the outside, and they'll bring them all in, and what'll happen is all those people who originally had an opinion all of a sudden won't.
Right.
So, shocking. Wow. Look at that. All of a sudden, everything's good.
You may not like my opinion on the show, but you know it's my opinion.
It's not a paid opinion. Right now, we're telling you what we think.
I'm not paying him.
Yeah. You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. The other news bits from this week, we had all our facts right last week about we broke the news about the NXT on USA, of course. The next day after the podcast, it was official. WWE put out the press release. Everything we said was true. It's going to be on 8 o'clock live Wednesday nights up against AEW. There were two things in there that weren't factual, and we'll tell you what they are right now. Number one. Not on tour, so they will stay in Full Sail except for pay-per-views. So that's good.
I think that's smart.
It is smart because otherwise it sounds impossible. And then number two, the biggest thing people were worried about was, well, if it's on USA, they're not going to let the network air it for like a month. But WWE is promising within 24 hours it will air. So you'll get it first on USA and you'll get it the next night on the network. So you still will be able to watch your NXT even if you don't have cable, I'm saying.
Right.
So that's good. Does that affect anybody? Does anybody care?
No. There's so much still I want to know. Will it be invaded by regular? It's got to have regular superstars on it sometime.
I agree. But the thing I'm worried about is that now people will not watch it live and the ratings will suffer. And WWE will say, well, like Dixie used to say about the plus threes to get Impact's rating up. What's going to happen is people will watch AEW live because it's the only time it's on. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, I could just watch NXT tomorrow on the network. And then NXT ratings will be low. And then all the WWE fanatics and WWE, the party line will be, well, if you combine the viewers from the network and USA, we have way more viewers than AEW. Well, that's great, but that's not what's happening.
Right.
They're still losing the war or the fight. That's it.
But remember, they've been on Wednesday nights for years.
Okay, this is the one thing we didn't say. So in the press release, that was the joke, is that in the press release, Vince is trying to spin this, and Triple H is trying to spin this as if WWE isn't competing in any way with AEW, and they're not counter-programming AEW's program. What they're doing is they're framing it as NXT was always on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. First of all, it wasn't, because it's not... That's not how the network works. But it was always on at that... it wasn't always 2 hours, first of all. So they're saying, we've been on TV since 2015. AEW's new, so they're fighting us. So,
no.
Okay. Whatever. They are the changers of history. They are the... They wish they had a time machine so they can go fix things. They're the retcon champions of the world.
Reigning and defending.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, any more news?
Oh, well, here's real quick. Moxley.
Oh, no.
Will he ever win?
Well, guess what? He's injured out. So he's not going to be able to wrestle Kenny Omega at all out. This is not good.
No, that's not good at all. What's it going to do for his New Japan title?
I don't know. Remember, he was out for elbow nuggets or whatever, out of WWE for a long time before he returned.
This is a Stephanie infection, right?
It's Stephanie infection, right. But he was out, and now he's out again. It's at least a month, if not more.
Right.
And he's the United States champion in New Japan, and he has a pay-per-view match on Sunday. He cannot wrestle.
But for New Japan, I think they're more lenient.
Oh, they're fine, because he doesn't have to always defend it every month. Right. But with All Out, that was their semi-main event.
Yeah.
You know? So instead, Kenny Omega, at All Out, is going to wrestle Pac, or as some people would say, Pac, the wrong people. So Pac-Man versus Kenny Omega.
Oh, no.
At All Out. Pac-Man in my pants. Yeah.
Take it all out.
Take out Pac-Man. So that's that. Also in AEW news, Perfect 10 Ty Dillinger, you might know him as Sean Spears now. Ooh. In AEW. He married Peyton Royce of the Iconics. So this is the second WWE to AEW marriage that we've had. We've had the Renee Young, Dean Ambrose thing, where they're married but in different companies. And now we have two more people married in different companies. So...
And then we have the engagement. We didn't cover that.
Well, we have an engagement with Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. That was inevitable, and I mean, that's not really...
That was not inevitable.
I think it was.
I don't know. I mean, they say true love finds a way. It might have been inevitable.
I'm going to choke. Oh, my God. So that's it. That's your news.
There's and then didn't Finn Balor get married?
Finn Balor did get married.
To not Kathy Kelly?
No. He only dated Kathy Kelly for like a minute.
I thought this was an ongoing thing.
She walked into his bedroom and went, oh, too many Lego. I gotta go.
Is that how it's supposed to happen? Did she
step on him?
Yeah. Well, with her, I guess.
Well, I like walked in, saw the Lego, and went, let me get you more Lego.
Yes, but that's not how it is with everybody. She seems a little...
I thought that's how... I went, let's decorate the living room with Lego.
That's true, and we did it. But that's...
I need a woman like that, except beer instead of Lego. And
I see. But that's not
called
like
your bartender.
Not like Kathy Kelly, because she's a little...
Anybody.
I don't want to say snooty. I didn't say that. She's a little...
She's
I don't even want to say full of herself. But
why do you think she's full of herself or snooty?
Oh, I've seen things. I've seen stuff, man, and things. And
I've never had this conversation.
I wouldn't recommend it. So I'm going to say.
I don't like watching her, so that can count.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's not good at her job, I don't believe.
Oh, listen, this isn't the Bash Kathy Kelly show.
Can I just didn't know she was
Welcome back to the Red... Welcome back to the Red Carp. That's all I can tell you about Kathy Kelly right now.
How do cameras work?
And also snooty. That's all.
I knew all the other things. I just didn't know snooty.
She seemed so nice, didn't she?
Well, now I need to, I feel like we should put the show on hold for a second.
No, you just have to go back and... Oh, if you want to see anything, just follow her on social media. And you
No, I don't.
You'll just, it's like somebody going on Total Divas, like Larry would say. Like, then you're like, okay, never mind.
Okay, but you just don't like anyone. So it really does make it hard for me to determine whether or not I should like him.
That's fine.
He's okay with it. You just said he doesn't like anyone. He's okay with it.
No, I mean, that's one thing that we really agree on. But between the two of us, I like people a little bit more.
I suppose. I don't know. No, she's getting way too much airtime on the show. So we're going to cut this off right now. Kelly, we're done with the Kelly conversation. Okay. If we're going to talk about Kelly, it should be about Kelly Kelly.
Okay.
First female 24/7 champion. And that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Okay. So should we do SmackDown now?
Sure.
Sure.
Larry, just do SmackDown. We're not giving it any music. It doesn't deserve it.
SmackDown, but it's a special, super duper awesome SmackDown because
it's really
unedited note SmackDown.
Uh-oh. Good God. So it's like four times as long.
Oh, my God. I'll have to translate it.
Joe's doing SmackDown.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Corey Graves, Byron Saxon, and Slender Man. I just that's just in there as it always is. I didn't have a time to move it. Yeah,
except
around
it's wrong. Corey Graves is still on vacation, so instead it's David Otunga. So that's already wrong, Larry.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, first line. First line is most Venus superstar in WWE is out. Ranfly Orton.
Most over superstar in WWE is out. Randy Orton.
Oh, it was the most venomous.
Venomous, they said.
I do remember that.
Okay.
But it doesn't say Venus. V-E-N-I-S. Randy redoes the whole stupid Kofi thing. Remember when he called Kofi stupid? And that kicked off a feud that's lasted how many years? That really wasn't.
11. Yeah.
No, it hasn't been. And he says he and the Revival beat up New Day, and they did. Remember that? But New Day comes out. But no, they don't come out. It's a distraction. Kofi attacks Randy Orton from behind, and the Revival run out to save Randy Orton, and Randy Orton leaves the Revival, and the Revival get chaired up by Kofi.
So, okay.
Will we see more chairs on another show at the end? Maybe.
I think yes.
A recap of Roman Reigns' trials and tribulations, and Otunga. See? He was in the thing, just not in the big.
Yeah.
Otunga?
Yeah.
David. Just call him David.
David Garwantides. Daniel Bryan has some info.
Yes, he says he's done extensive research.
Oh.
And he uncovered information about this,
Attacker.
He has Otunga's lawyer friend told him this information.
Yes, the lawyer. So the only lawyers only hang around with other lawyers.
Yes.
Which, at the end, I still don't understand how the lawyer friend was in on this. Why did they need a lawyer for...
Why would he know anything about that? Yeah, man, it's really fake.
Stupid.
Lawyer.
Yeah.
First round, and you know how we always put K-O-T-R?
Oh, no.
Somewhere, first round mate, K-O-P-T-R,
tournament,
Andrade.
Good.
It's an intro. And we go to commercial. Oh, I wonder what will happen. Who's going to be his... But we come back, and backstage Shane... calls in Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
And he says, "You behave." And Kevin Owens says, "I can't focus." And Kevin Owens is being real submissive. And he says, "This is important. It's all about my children, my family." And Shane, you have a children and you have the family. And please don't find me. And Shane says, "I will consider not finding you." What was this?
I don't understand it. I don't like it. I don't want it. Why do we need this? It's just more Shane, as far as I'm concerned.
That's why.
The story's bad, but it's more Shane, so yuck.
But if he's going to be Stone Cold, I'm watching this thinking he has a trick, because Stone Cold always has a trick for
him. There should be a trick. Right? Yeah.
Stone Cold never came off as pathetic, right?
No, he came across as just...
someone.
Yeah. He just came across as... He can go along with whatever you're doing, but at the end he's going to stun you and win.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
That's not this.
No.
And then we go back to this whole King of the Ring thing. I guess Andrade has been out there for
ever.
Now.
Yeah.
Paula Cruz comes out and he gets an intro too. So I'm thinking maybe, but then Otunga says Apollo has all the tools.
That was the end of it right there.
Yeah. So match. Apollo does a drop kick and David Otunga says, "I could never do a drop kick."
Wow, really?
I hope you could. I'm
oof.
Really?
If you remember Otunga from back in Game Show NXT days, Otunga was terrible.
Yeah, he was not good.
He was really bad. So
that's not overselling.
Weightlifting is not wrestling. So let's just remember that.
So we go to commercial. Again, they're not doing the whole workaround commercial thing. They just go to commercial. Come back. Tunga says Andrade, he's got it all, which is pretty much saying all the tools.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, what else is he saying? He's got all of except tools.
It's because Otunga doesn't really know what's going on currently with any of these people.
Watch weekly, yeah.
So he's like, well, I'm just going to make up stuff as I go.
Match. Zelina distracts.
My lawyer friend told me that he has all the tools.
All the tools. The lawyers have tools. She distracts. Weird elbow from Andrade.
It's a back elbow, yeah.
Or
a back
fist, yeah. But it wasn't right.
Yeah.
You're not right.
Andrade wins. Daniel Bryan and Rowan are walking with Taz. I was shocked. Taz is here. Well,
can you believe it?
Taz, he's got the towel over his head.
It's like a really big towel, though, so I don't think it's Taz. Maybe it's Mega Taz.
Giant machine.
Minoru Suzuki, he hacked me. He took my towel and put it on his head. The dojo. I made that up. I'm a dojo. I said it foist. I said it foist. Larry, what are you doing? You can't drink a tasty beverage on a show. That's my gimmick. Everybody hacked me. I'm a crazy man. He should be sitting in a room alone like Aleister Black. That's Taz.
No one's knocking in.
Oh, wait, he already is. Okay.
No one wants a podcast with Taz. Dan O'Brien says he tells him the whole world find Otto. That he did.
Okay, listen, hold on. I got to stop you right here.
Yeah. What?
I texted you and I said, are you ready to do the show right after Raw? And you're like, all I got to do is get beer. Please, next time, prioritize cleaning up the notes.
That's more important than beer, obviously.
Clearly. Oh, okay. No, this is fun because you guys can tell me what I meant. Yeah, so Daniel Bryan says the whole world is going to find out.
It's not fun for me.
And then they just leave this attempted murderer in the locker room.
Yeah.
With a towel over his head.
So I was convinced at this point.
Like a really stupid dog, if you put a towel over his head,
he doesn't know where he is, right. And then he can't move. But I think right here I'm thinking, okay, well, this is clearly going to be a switcheroo. Like, it'll be just like Brian under the towel. You know what I mean? It'll be like some trick, right?
We need to discuss this because I admit I am a jaded human being. So from jump, I was like, this is nothing. And constantly Joe is texting me with all these great ideas.
Wait till you hear. I'm going to say my
and
best.
And I'm on the side also telling Joe, nope, this is nothing.
I know. I had hope for this segment.
Don't make me agree with Larry.
It's pretty awesome that at this point you still expect something out of WWE. That is, I mean, it's like believing in Christmas and Santa.
Kind of.
It's, you know, Elias walking and strumming. Elias yells at a guy. What does he want? He wants his guitar. I don't understand what's going on here. So then Elias points at a trunk. What? Oh.
Okay. Yeah. First the guy is a ref. Okay.
He yells at the guy is a ref in disguise, not dialogues, a ref in disguise. And he says, I know you're a referee. Where is he? And the ref points at the trunk. So Elias opens up the trunk and he chokes. Slams Rockstar Spuddy. He stole my gimmick. Yeah. Out of the trunk.
I used to go around in a trunk.
And Elias says, hey, Spud, read this. And Spud reads it. And it's a note that says that the 24/7 rules are suspended tonight because he has a King of the Ring match. And also he's in Shane's back pocket. So Shane's helping him. And then they leave. And Spud goes, wah, wah, wah. I just want to consummate my marriage. Why does that have to do with... Is she in the box with him? What?
I don't know. I don't want to hear about this anymore. I'm done with that. Notice she's not on TV anymore.
Right.
She was not a real character. She was just a temporary blip in the radar. They were like...
Kind of didn't think she was.
Yeah. In it, on it, I don't know. Whatever. Go ahead.
And if you like painting, it's good because back and it's a Monet of Bliss. Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss come out for their little show here. Alexa said they usually have different guests on, but this one asked to be on the show and she said yes, and it's Charlotte.
Mm.
And Charlotte comes out and she points at the throne there and she's like, that should be mine because I'm... And then that makes everybody realize there's no Queen of the Ring tournament. So don't point that out.
Yeah, good job. Yeah,
it was really dumb.
So, right, and the Street Profits first pointed out that there's no King of the Ring tournament for tag teams. Now Charlotte's saying there's none for women. And just, okay, let's have 9 different King of the Ring tournaments. Let's break this down into sections and make just this...
It's going to be like Westeros.
Let's drag this out forever. Let's make it not fun anymore. Let's just make it a chore where we have to have like 6 tournaments per month. Go ahead,
Larry. Nice dead air, Larry.
What are you doing?
Oh.
You new I'm here?
Eating? Oh, my God.
My nose itched. And I was going to... No. So, yeah, Charlotte,
I don't know
for the last 3 weeks, is doing different... I don't understand makeup. It's magic to me because it looks like she's a different person just from different makeup.
Yep.
I'm so confused.
Yes, all the tools to change your face. Like
and then Charlotte says she's the face of the women's division. Alexa says, wouldn't that face of the women's division be the champion, yes. Becky?
And no, she Charlotte says the champion, says, Bailey.
Bailey, not no. Becky. Charlotte says she's the brand because she does all the stuff Miz does. And mm-hmm. Bailey's just an afterthought. And Otunga has to say, oh, Charlotte's making a good point here.
Why was he Taz?
That was the worst Otunga impression I've ever heard. I've never heard any, but that was bad.
Bailey comes out. She says, you're just making excuses, and let's have a match. And then Bailey pushes Charlotte out of the chair, but I don't think Charlotte was ready, or because she does take quite the
Charlotte thing. Looked very shocked by yes. that.
I don't know.
Also, why Bailey's the face. Why is she a bully?
I don't know.
I but think then again, maybe there's something Bailey? Up there. She has some sort of, what's that called? Issue? Anger issue? No.
Maybe.
She's got the strength of like 6 men.
When 6 Eugenes.
In the locker room, Buddy Murphy and Roman argue and they almost kiss each other.
Yes, locker room, they almost kiss.
And Buddy says he's pretty sure he saw Rowan, so I don't know. And then Roman is a bully because he threatens to beat his butt if he's lying. A lot of weird bullying stuff here from faces.
Yeah.
And then Slenderman reveals he's seen all the backstage stuff with the guy over his towel over his head. And Slenderman says, hey, there's some person being held backstage by some people like Daniel Bryan and Rowan.
Some people like them. Not them. Just somebody like them.
Which makes more sense at the end of the show, maybe.
Yeah. Yes, it's true.
Maybe he was very confused. Dan O'Brien and Rowan are walking again to the ring. We come back, and Buddy Murphy goes to the ring. They get in the ring, and Dan O'Brien, because it's going to be a King of the Ring match.
Dan O'Brien and Buddy Murphy. Muffin.
What?
Yeah. Buddy Muffin and Daniel Burf. I don't know what you're saying.
I've been drinking, and I didn't redo my notes. This is the main train wreck. Dan O'Brien calls Muffy. Buddy Murphy a liar. And he's the worst kind of liar. He's a cowardly liar.
Yeah.
You know, the cowardly liar.
Yeah, like from Wizard of Oz.
Later on, they're going to reveal everything. And he says, but remember this. He says, Buddy Murphy, we know you had something to do with it.
Right.
Is he a plastic surgeon? Because, spoiler, that's like
the that's not what we get at the end. Yeah. Okay.
And again, Otunga has a scoop on how far Daniel Bryan went to find this guy. What? Is this ever going to pay off? No.
No.
He doesn't know anything.
I invented the suplex.
Okay. But they had a really good long match.
I'm going after this. Taz tonight. What's going on?
Then Buddy hit Rowan. Buddy did hit Rowan. And wait, let's get this whole sentence. Buddy hit Robin. Then Ken put mushy law on Daniel Bryan, and Buddy wins.
Murphy's
Buddy,
law.
Buddy, yes.
Mushy law yeah. on Daniel Bryan.
Got it. Murphy's law. And Buddy Murphy somehow wins and beats Daniel Bryan, which is huge.
And good.
But that means that, no, I don't know what it means. Now that means when Bryan is revealed to be the guy, then he just got beat by Buddy Murphy, so why would I think Daniel Bryan could beat Roman Reigns?
I know, it was so confusing. My next line in my notes is, I want it to be Buddy that was stalking Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Just because...
You know, but Buddy's already lost to Reigns, so none of these answers are good.
I know, it obviously has to be something even better.
Mm. Oh. Okay.
Okay. the Reviver are walking or something here, and we come back and we get a recap of Buddy's win. We get a recap of Buddy's win. Ottoman Flubby all night.
Yeah.
Ottoman Flubby all night. In the back, Charlie Tiny.
Wait, we're not going to figure out what that means?
Can you, okay, if you could figure that one out.
Say the preceding sentence, Buddy's
win.
Okay.
Ottoman Flubby all night. I was drinking when I did it. I'm drinking before. I'm drinking now. So, yeah. What? What? You flubby all night? No idea.
It was Otunga's flubbing all night.
Yes.
Yeah, I really don't have any room to comment.
I think that could be it. In the back, Charlie Tiny is going to talk to Buddy, but Buddy is attacked by Daniel Bryan and Rowan. We see refs and Jamie Noble interrupt the attack and pull them off each other. Revival come out, and they're both faking the exact same injury. A really fake look away. If one person comes out and you're faking an injury, okay. But when they're both doing it in exactly the same way.
Yeah, they're twins.
Yes, exactly. Revival say the other New Day are scared, and they must still be at Raw. What? Okay. How does that work?
I don't know.
Do they think Raw just keeps going?
Sure.
Revival challenged New Day to a tag title match at the pay-per-view. But, Heavy Machinery come out, and I forgot they even existed.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I really totally forgot. Match. Heavy Machinery actually does a pretty good job. Oh, guess what? They come back from commercial, and Revival win.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Charlie, somebody, talks to Chad Gable. Oh, my God. What has happened to Chad Gable?
He is sad.
He's a child now.
He looks. I have it. A little kid dressed as Chad Gable. And she says, hey, you're an underdog because guess what? You're tiny. And Chad says, oh, you know what? I am the underdog, but I'm going to win. And as he's talking, Shelton Benjamin sneaks out of the locker room and then puts a sign on the locker room and goes,
I knew what it said before he even, like, they showed it.
It is almost the only
it's
thing
it's ridiculous.
So he puts the sign on the door, and then Gable says, you know, King of the Ring is the place where people open their eyes to people. What?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's a thing. And he goes to get in the locker room and says, the sign says you must be this tall to get in the locker room.
Well, it says to participate in the tournament, but yes.
Well, whatever. And what? Didn't we have a gimmick for Shelton Benjamin? Does that fit in his
Not really, no.
I don't understand. Again, they go back to the guy who has a towel over his head, which makes him totally immobile, and he cannot run away from the locker room, even though he's unsupervised. What? Miz comes out in a suit, come back, and it's all tweets about NXT moving. And we get the tweet to show us that Triple H is okay with this. No, really, he's okay. It's no problem.
Wow.
Don't worry about him losing everything he worked for enough. He certainly is good about that. Oh. And Miz says, this guest requested to be on my show. What didn't I just... There was another show tonight, and the guest requested to be on it.
They're just cutting and pasting this. Copy and paste, exactly.
It's Sami Zayn. And Sami came out, and he said, I've tweeted enough is enough, and it's time for a change. So
never heard that before in wrestling.
Coming down from the rafters. So I thought maybe it was Owen Hart under the towel, but maybe not. Sami says WWE is trapped, is caught up in a trap of greed. Okay. And he says he needs to fight for a cause, and these people, he needs to help people, and this is who he's going to help. And Nakamura comes out, and I'm like, okay,
seems weird. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sami says Nakamura is a poet who cannot communicate, so don't make fun of him. And they're two sides of the same coin. And he says, if you ever want to talk to Nakamura, you have to go through me. And Nakamura kicks Miz in the back of the head, and they beat up Miz.
Okay. But why are they doing this to the current Intercontinental Champion?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you do to somebody that's going to win the Intercontinental title. This is really strange.
This is like they forgot about the IC title, and they have to reintroduce the IC title.
But now, it's got to live on Nakamura for a long time, Or this gimmick fails in 1 week and he loses the title at Clash of Champions.
Definitely could be. Back, Daniel Bryan is back in the locker room and he's mad now because he lost his match. So he's going to torture this guy in the towel. And he says, Roman's coming to get you, to guy in the towel. Kevin Owens goes to talk to Shane again. And Shane says Kevin Owens has to apologize because Kevin Owens touched an official.
Yeah.
And Shane is reconsidering taking away the fine. But if Kevin Owens touches another official, he's fired. And they try, and Kevin Owens tries to shake Shane's hand, and Shane says, no, we're not there. So I am sure right now this is all a big plan by Kevin Owens.
Right.
I am sure. Because it can't be anything else, because he looks so weaselly and pathetic. Weak.
Oh, yeah. Wait, was Weasley and weak? Who does? Weasley.
Wasn't that the Harry Potter's two friends?
Yeah, Weasley and pathetic.
But who looks Weasley and weak?
Kevin Owens looks Weasley and weak.
He looks Weasley?
Yeah. He's like trying to be like, don't take away my fine, please.
I don't think he looks Weasley. I think he looks weak.
Yeah.
But I don't think he looks Weasley.
But it doesn't matter because it's all a big plan. He is going to show Shane up at the end of the show. He sure is.
Let me ask you about the previous segment. What are the odds that Sami Zayn will turn on Nakamura by Clash of Champions and go for the Intercontinental title? Like, what are the odds of that?
I don't know how odds work, but yes.
Because here's why. Name me who is going for the Intercontinental title at Clash of Champions.
No idea, because I always forget that that's a title. I guess it is Miz.
Well,
Joe is so desperate for a story, he ignores the absolute most obvious thing in his life.
Well, okay, yes, you say that.
I'd rather have a story.
But then I watched... Okay.
When are we going to get to Joe texting Larry all his brilliant ideas? When are we
right at the, right before the end?
Yeah, okay, Slenderman, because we just saw that Kevin Owens thing. Slenderman says a measure of levity from Kevin Owens. What?
No.
Words fell out of his face.
Yes.
Elias comes out. Kevin Owens comes out, and this is a King of the Ring first round tournament match. Otunga imagined the coordination concert. No,
say it again.
No idea. Otunga imagined the coordination concert. Oh, if Elias would win, he would have a concert when he was
coronation.
Yeah,
coronation concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand why that would be a thing, but whatever. Match. Shane comes out to watch. Oh. And right now I'm like, before I thought, hey, K-O-T-R. You can't spell K-O-T-R without K-O. So maybe that would be the gimmick.
Yeah.
Shane watches from ringside. Shane stops Owens from putting Elias back in the ring, and then Shane takes off his shirt. Oh, guess what? He's got a ref shirt underneath. He's a ref, and he can't be touched by Kevin Owens. And then he rolls in, does a fast count, and Elias wins.
Wow. So that's it. So Kevin Owens is out just because Shane feud continues. That's nice.
Pay-per-view, right?
What?
Kevin Owens beat him at the pay-per-view, right?
Yep, but notice when you beat Shane, the feud just keeps going and going and going.
How does this work? Because, yes, you can beat him, but he's still a millionaire who runs everything. Right. And I don't like it at all.
So, okay, the guy's backstage. He has a towel over his head, and it's not
Taz. Yeah, well, hold on. We got like a minute left, and Roman is walking.
Okay.
Because I'm going to give you right up
to first the of all, why goes? Does it take Roman Reigns 45 minutes to walk to that room?
I don't know. Maybe it's really far away. Maybe he had to stop and poop.
Okay.
Between Roman and Daniel Bryan, so many Pokemon eggs are being hatched.
Mm-hmm.
He goes into the locker room, and Daniel Bryan says, I'm glad you're here. This is him. It's him. He says, are you ready? This is him. It's him. It's him. Are you ready? This is him. And he pulls off the towel. Now, Joe, please explain to me what I had to sit through all
span. Okay, first of all, I texted Larry and I said, what if it's Street Batman? What if they have like this big swerve on us and then make it Ali? And then I was like, and then Larry says, oh, what if it's Corey Graves? That's a joke. And I said, no, he has Stay Down tattooed on his hand, so it can't be him. And then Larry said, maybe it's Aleister Black. And I said, no, he has tattoos all over his hand, so it's not him. Because we could see the guy's hands.
Right.
Clearly. And then Larry's like, well, wait, what if it's a guy that sits in his, like, there's a guy that sits in their chair, like, backwards like that. Like, who would that be?
The one guy who owns that move.
And I said, Taz.
The guy did the cool teacher rap into the class sit, you know, where
you put the chair back. I said, oh my God, who you're thinking of is Dolph Ziggler. And Larry was like,
I could not think of who I knew sit in a chair like that all the time. And the answer was
Shawn Michaels, and Dolph Ziggler emulates Shawn Michaels. So it was him. So I'm like, oh God, it's just Dolph, isn't it? This is going to be horrible. Oh, this is awful. And then I said, no, wait a minute, I got it. So I call Larry, and I'm like, okay, this is it, Larry, this is it. I said, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be, Roman Reigns is going to be in the ring, and then the backstage, they're going to get ready to reveal the guy. And then in the ring, oh, look who it is. And it's Bobby Fish and O'Reilly Auto Parts and Roderick Strong. And they're beating up Roman Reigns. And then we see on the Tron, the guy with the black thing on the towel over his head. And he rips it off. And a crowd goes, Adam Cole, baby. And he was like, it was me. And it would be so awesome. This is going to be so cool. Yeah. And I said, so because it's going to be so, that sounds so awesome, it's probably just Dolph Ziggler. I said, I don't think there's anything lower than right now than it being that. Dolph.
You really did say that.
Yeah.
And then the towel comes off, Larry.
What was my very first prediction? Very first when we started arguing.
You said on the show last week, it won't be anything. And I said, they couldn't do that again, could they?
And I thought they would just drop the story completely.
Yes. So tell us who's under the blanket there. Who is it?
This is so stupid.
It's the worst.
I don't even know how to describe it. They pull the towel off the head, and it's kind of Rowan?
It looks like...
stupid.
Okay. It looks like some guy.
If Rowan had a stand-in.
If Rowan had a stand-in or a stunt double that was smaller than him but had like a fake orange beard glued to his face to make him look like Rowan, but he's not a wrestler. Clearly, they pulled him out of the dumpster or something.
He's also like 20 years older than Rowan, but somehow younger than him.
Right. So, that's their answer. So, okay, Reigns just looks at him like...
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
sounds a little ridiculous. But the fact that you have Daniel Bryan and Rowan and Roman Reigns just standing there because it's a reveal. So obviously it means something, yet they look at each other and we go off the air. So we are left to what happens?
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the picture as we go off the air. First of all, it's Rowan, other Rowan, and Roman. Roman is staring at other Rowan and Rowan. And Rowan and other Rowan are staring at each other like they're looking in a mirror like it's Patty Duke or like it's the Marx Brothers or something. So this doesn't work. So the thing is, a lot of people are like, wow, I really wasn't satisfied with the reveal. Did they really think this was the real thing? Are we in a world where we just believe it? We're like, wow. People on Twitter were like, I wasn't. That's not exactly what I expected as the reveal. I'm really upset that it wasn't Daniel Bryan. Like, do you think we have weeks to go here till Clash Champions? We have to see next week. We have to find out that this guy is, well, first of all, okay, let's go all the way back. This week on .com, they changed Rowan's name again. Now he's now he's Eric Rowan again, which leads me to believe that they're going to try and convince us that this is another Rowan.
It's Derek Rowan.
Is Derek Rowan or somebody else. So Derek Rowan and Eric Rowan are like cousins or brothers or whatever, but that's what they're going to have. And then they're going to have a story where this guy was a temp as a forklift driver, and he accidentally did that to Roman, and then he was in the parking lot, and he was driving, and he pushed the gas instead of the brake, and then he accidentally hit Roman, and then he got scared, so he drove away. That's what we're going to have to go with this, and then we're going to have to find out that Brian paid him to say that. Like, this is ridiculous at this point.
It's terrible. But explain to me what happened after they went off the air. What,
right? Like, Roman, do you sit there and like, did they have a conversation?
What? Because Roman is standing. What would you do if you're Roman?
I say at the next SmackDown, they're still in that room.
Well, either that or they taped more and they show us and Roman's like, I don't understand any of this. And the guy apologizes and he says everything I just said now, because otherwise, unless you do what I said right now, there's no explanation for this whatsoever.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Or it's going to be like an Eric Rowan stalker who is like, I did it for you. I did it for you.
I did it for The Rock. Yeah. You could be. So, yeah. Wow. What a reveal.
Could this have been stupider?
Yeah, it could have, probably.
I don't know. Joe was like, this worst it can be is Dolph.
And then it got worse. Well, because here's the thing. Because it was what you said. This is not the real finish to this.
No, it's
so,
nothing. It's
but
nothing.
I think
worse than this would have been Dolph as the final
you think so?
Revelation. Yeah.
I'm just still shocked that people were not satisfied, but were thinking, wow, that was a silly finish to this story. Like, really thinking that was it.
What if it's never addressed again?
Well, that's the thing. I always think they're just going to drop it.
That would be incredible.
If he just accepts his apology and we're done.
Yeah, I wish. I'm going to read an email. Maybe it's about that.
So was that it? Was that our SmackDown? I don't know, because Larry didn't tell us.
That's your SmackDown.
Oh, okay. This email is from Joshy the Josh. It says, I'm sure you've talked about this in detail, but what was up with Kevin Owens apologizing to Shane? And begging for a handshake. In what world would Stone Cold Steve Austin ever do that? Especially to McMahon. If you took someone who hasn't seen WWE in over a year and showed them that clip, they would assume Shane was the face and Owens was the heel. If Owens didn't already have so many fans, the segment could have gotten him booed out of the building. Can we please end this awful feud already and get Shane off TV for good?
Like we can.
No. Also, since WWE wants to bring back portions of the Attitude Era, they're setting up Chad Gable to be the champion of the minis division or something. Oh my God, don't say that. That's not even funny. And also, maybe he's getting smaller because he's Shelton Benjamin buttoning. Maybe that's it. No?
I get the joke. I get them. Thank I get you. Them. Do you get them?
No. No. Any more emails?
I have another.
You have other? Okay.
This is titled Wednesday Night War UK Perspective.
Sure, why not?
Hi, Amy, Joe, and Larry. Storm Tamer here.
Hi.
Has only been a few hours since the official announcement of NXT and AEW going head-to-head on Wednesday.
Well, now you dated the email. What are you doing? Don't do that. Okay. Sorry.
May I continue?
Yes.
And while I had a lot of concerns originally, it appears that many of them have been abated with confirmations from WWE. Have realized, however, that my concerns were all based on availability to watch because I live in the UK, and after thinking about it, the airtimes of the shows mean that there won't actually be a ratings war here in the UK.
Sure.
With the confirmation that NXT will be airing on the network still on Thursdays, 1 a.m. Friday for us, and no news so far of an NXT TV deal in the UK,
right.
I went to check about the TV deal for AEW. AEW will be airing for free on ITV here in the UK, but I'd assume to avoid airing it earlier here than in the US, it will also probably follow US time zones, so we'll be on 1 a.m. on Thursday.
That makes sense.
This means as far as Europe is concerned, the shows won't ever go head-to-head, so we won't have a Wednesday night, Thursday night morning war.
Yeah.
Sky Sports here in the UK has lost its right to WWE to BT Sports in 2020 after nearly 30 years of being on Sky Sports. So it's already an odd time to be on televised wrestling fan, to be a televised wrestling fan in the UK. And while we might not contribute to the Wrestling Night War, it does Wednesday Night War. It does mean that on some weeks we will have wrestling on TV streaming from just these two companies every day. So Tuesday morning Raw, Wednesday night NXT UK. Thursday morning AEW, Friday morning NXT, Saturday morning SmackDown, Sunday morning TakeOver AEW pay-per-views, and Monday morning WWE pay-per-views. It also means it's a fantastic time to be a wrestling fan and looking forward to your coverage on this show. Have a good one, Storm Tamer.
Thank you. Yes. So what you're saying is it doesn't count in the UK, but your wrestling is more spread out, so yeah, maybe that's better.
So you either get to watch it every day or you have to watch it every day.
Yeah.
Depending on how you feel about it.
And also at weird times. So.
Yeah.
But you're used to that, though. We only are used to it now because of New Japan.
Right. So.
And then we also have another pay-per-view this weekend. Not just the AEW one. We have the NXT UK one. But that won't get covered on the show. We could talk about
TakeOver UK, right?
I don't know if they call it that, do they?
Oh, I thought they did. Well,
whatever it is, yeah, TakeOver UK. That's going to be on Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, so that's weird. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. We'll watch that too. Why not? Wow, there's more SmackDown emails.
Why?
Dolph Ziggler's joke book writes and says, I'm probably looking at this from the perspective of a very tired WWE fan, but even the weird twin reveal seemed disappointing at the time. No, it's not a reveal. No. Don't be fooled.
But it is a reveal.
Don't believe Andor's lies.
It's an end of the episode reveal. I know. It's still a reveal.
I'm still really intrigued, but it's to be continued. It's not. Right. You know, I'm still really intrigued as to where it goes from here. So he knows. I appreciate that we've actually had show-long storylines that have been advancing on the weekly shows, particularly since they've are having lots of backstage storylines. Am I just giving them too much credit since it's been so long since they've done anything right? Dolph Ziggler's joke book. Yeah. I'm, again, like Larry said, I'm trying to give them credit because, you know what we didn't talk about?
I don't know.
It's dumb, but we didn't talk about they announced the teams for the XFL.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't.
Because this all kind of ties together. So these having cohesive stories and like things happening backstage, a lot of this has to do with, and you're going to see this as time goes by, Vince stepping down, because he had said to the WWE stockholders he's not going to step down. He is. This is going to be a problem with his, what he said versus what he's actually going to do.
Right.
But he's now, I don't know if he was there tonight on Raw backstage, but I know last week on Raw he wasn't there. He is testing the waters.
There's a difference between stepping down and taking a step back.
That's fair, but he acted like he's going to be able to do it all, and he clearly isn't. But I'm going to name the teams here for the XFL, and Larry, you tell me if you like them or hate them. How about that?
Okay.
You say good or bad. You give it a rating from 1 to 10, okay?
Okay. I can do this because I do like football. That's the only sport I really like.
Here we go. The Dallas Renegades.
Ooh. 4.
Yeah. It's very lazy.
Renegade is bad. It's
okay. The Houston Roughnecks.
Oh, 3?
And the logo? Okay, so the Dallas Renegades logo is of a bandit. So that makes no sense.
Okay, that drops it. Okay, that drops it to 3.
The Houston Roughnecks logo is an oil rig. So it's only representing Houston, but not Roughneck.
But that's still, although you don't want to do this, you don't want to name your team something that you can't move the team, like the Jazz,
and then
the Cleveland Jazz.
Because what do you do with that? Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. It's not. I'm not saying they should be called the oil rigs, and then you can never move. That's
but a roughneck is someone who works on an oil rig.
Yeah, but what happens if you move out of Houston?
But and
also, yes. Do you really want a team named after someone who works on an oil rig?
No. Well, L.A. Wildcats.
If it wasn't for the Simpsons episode, I would give this a 7. But because of the Simpsons episode, I'm dropping it completely down to 5.
Wildcats.
We're the Wildcats. Who are we going to beat? The Wildcats.
That's awesome.
Now, credit. My opinion on any sports team, just pick an animal and go with it. It's the easiest and the best. And so that should be better, but Wildcats is the weakest animal you can pick from.
Okay. Yeah. The New York Guardians. And the logo looks like an angry sphinx. I don't know what it is. It's like a cat.
A two. That is what happened to the WNBA. They named all their teams stupid stuff like
the Spirit. Well, it's after LaGuardia Airport.
Oh, of course. Like the oil roughnecks. And then but the Guardians, I mean, look at that. What is that? It's like a cat right after the LA Wildcats. I don't know what it's supposed to be, but it's weird.
It looks like a panther almost.
Yeah, that's not. Okay, what about the St. Louis Battlehawks? And it's a sword with wings.
It sounds more like a hockey team.
So they battle because it's a sword, and they have wings because they're hawks. Battle hockey. If they just
went with some kind of scary looking bird better, I'll give this a 5.
Okay, this will be my team, the Seattle Dragons. And it's just looks like a very happy dragon.
I will give that a 9 because
yes, I do too. One, that's my favorite
animal. Yeah. Number 2, there's no really big dragon teams. Yeah, that's a 9.
That's my merch will all be good.
That's my pick is the Seattle Dragons. I like them the best. Okay, the Tampa Bay Vipers.
Yeah,
I'll nothing to do with 7. Randy Orton. The V in Vipers looks a little suggestive.
It does.
It looks like Pocket Pac-Man for women. I'm not really sure about this.
I'm going to go with the Vipers. A change from the Dragons to the Vipers.
It does start with a V. So, okay. Yeah. So then, and then the finally, just the Defenders. They don't have a team name. The Defenders. I assume that's Washington, D.C. Defenders.
It is. It's the D.C. Defenders.
I know, but it doesn't say that.
It says D.C. on the shield.
Okay, but every other team, I understand. I get it. I get it.
That's a 4. Again, it's what happened to the NBA where you name team Spirit and the
right.
The Rush.
I think it's ridiculous to have the Guardians and the Defenders.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't even know. That's something I didn't.
When you only have how many teams?
And those teams are both East Coast near each other.
Yeah, it's when New you York only have that many teams, there's too much crossover right there.
Mm.
Okay, right here. That is so bad. Just pick animals and go
it's
with
lazy.
Pick anything that sounds scary or cool. Bears, lions, tigers, jaguars, anything. Oh my. And I realize a lot of those have already been picked, but a lot of them haven't. Like dragons.
The kangaroos.
No big dragons team.
The Washington Wombats.
I would pick them.
Yeah.
There's not a professional Gators team. There's a college team, but there's not Gators would be good. Lots of snakes. You can asps.
No, that's no good.
The Aspen Asps.
You know that's no good.
Aspen Asps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I just want to say that because we were just talking about Vince stepping
the
down.
The Texas Rattlesnakes.
And lazy stories and that email and all that stuff. And Dolph Ziggler's joke book writing about the...
That's fine. Texas Rattlesnakes? Why is that not a thing?
Yeah.
Because they don't want to do the...
They said Vipers.
They said Vipers. They could
wrong
they
city, could, though.
Well, that was the city he ran to when he went AWOL.
Is that what it is? Wow. Okay, that's fine. I don't know. My point is, it's, you know, you can't judge the league on those logos or those names or anything. It's going to be about...
You can't? No, because there's some laziness and not very good thought going
on. Okay, but
that.
I'm saying it's going to come down to, are the games any good? And with the regular XFL, the answer was no. They weren't
I don't
any
think
good.
It's going to come down to just that, though. I think it's a whole package thing.
I know that. I know that.
Listen, you're not a sport ball guy like
See,
I am.
See, you don't even, can't even say sport ball. That was a bluff.
I think that there's
stuttering
a lot
is
of
my tell.
Here.
Yes.
Let me tell you exactly. A lot of those names right there will make the average ESPN watching guy sitting in his underwear scratching himself. A bunch of those names will make him think WNBA.
Okay.
I don't mean to
the
be
Wyoming sexist, Wolves.
That's fair, Larry.
And that is a misstep. It's just stupid. It's something totally free. You're making up names.
Now,
it's totally free. You just do anything you want. They could have been so much better.
Now, let me ask you this. And by the way, the logos aren't that great. But let me ask you this.
Happy Dragon.
This is the only one I like. But let me ask you this, Larry. So the last time they would never say what the X stood for, but we all know it stood for extreme, and it was about that attitude era and stuff. There's nothing extreme about it this time. So what's
the dragons?
Okay, besides the dragons, let's say a different game without the dragons in it. What is going to be the what is the appeal?
What's the hook?
I get
There's no other football on at the time they are playing. That is the appeal.
Okay.
Serious, and
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
XFL, I thought that was enough.
Yeah, I understand.
I thought the first XFL would really go over.
It would catch on because people want more football, right?
Yes, and football is fun to watch.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see how fun it is to watch because I'm going to watch some of these first games, and I'm going to see if this is anything that anyone should care about.
You're going to be watching it in the next-door neighbor's house, though, right?
Aww.
With Fred?
You want to watch Blog. Those horrible games, don't you?
This is a no-football home.
But this is different.
What do you think, Dog with a Blog, what team would he like?
He would probably like the Guardians.
The Portland Poodles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a Guardians
but
fan.
Do you know what's funny is the reason why football is the best sport there is?
No.
Is the exact opposite of what is wrong with WWE. The reason football is the most popular sport, and I will argue this, is because it is a very limited sport. There's only one game a week. Okay. And every game is important.
Wait, it's there's only one game a week?
Per team.
Per team.
Okay, that's different.
Well, compared to things like basketball and baseball, where you
where it's on every other day. Yeah. It has
absolutely no meaning. I don't know why anyone watches any baseball game. They have no meaning. There's 100 and some games a year. Yes, with football, there's a very small amount of games, so everyone is important, unless your team is the Detroit Lions, and then your season's done halfway through. But that's that little little bit makes it important, which is totally the difference between what WWE is doing right now with how many hours are we going into now?
I think it's a million seven. At this point.
Yeah.
1 million
football,
hours.
Football's strength is it is not oversaturated as far as actual games. And okay.
Well,
not wrestling.
We'll find out because in February. So we have September live NXT starts on this mm-hmm. things we have to watch. October live AEW every week, and then in February, yes, everyone live XFL.
Mm. Hey, see, we were smart to wait 15 years doing this podcast for something to happen.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's finally stuff's going on now. Things are cooking. And luckily, we're the only podcast out there. So, okay. Should we do Raw now?
Yeah.
Or do the Raw? We just go? We just do it?
Do the Raw, man.
Oh, let's go.
Okay, fine. Raw live, New Orleans. Here we go. Where? Sasha Banks comes out to open Raw. Who? And I think she's the boss. It's boss time. And Michael Cole says that tonight it's Sasha versus Natalya, even though I thought Natalya was injured. I don't know what's going on.
She's been injured for like a month, though.
But she's injured and then gets two beatdowns, and now she's supposed to be okay to go, I guess. All right. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
It popped out, and then it got popped back in.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Pop out Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. So, Sasha gets on the mic and tells the crowd, she's like, you know, they said I was throwing a fit. And that's why, and then I cried on the floor at WrestleMania, whatever. She said, yes, all of that was true. And did I take my ball and go home? Yes, I did. But that's because I didn't want to be in a pointless WrestleMania tag match with titles that meant nothing to me. While Becky Lynch was in the main event making more money than us. So, wow, work shoot anyone here. This is interesting. So, I don't know.
I don't know. All I know is that either her speech pattern got better when she became a heel or when she was told to slow the F down and enunciate.
When she says women's division, she still calls it the women's division.
Yeah.
But she says it real fast. Like if she says it fast, she's like a child. Like she won't hear her.
Yeah.
It's like when I think about the women's division, then a woman's division, she says it three times and it's all wrong every time. But she has slowed down. She's more deliberate now.
I have a set of words that I can never pronounce correctly, no matter how I try.
But it's not dinant.
And I try to work around them as much as I can.
Yeah.
But when I know I'm going to have to say it no matter what, I speed through them.
That's fair.
So no one can understand that I'm messing them up.
Well, then there you go. Women's division. But anyway, she talks about how she beat up Natalya and that was fun and everything. So Natalya comes out and they get into a fight and there's a pull apart. And that's going to be, you know, there's a match later tonight. But when we come back from break, it's not like the normal thing where it's like Vince would just throw right into that match.
Mm-hmm.
It is... Oh my God, people want that match, so let's not have it first.
Right.
Wow, I don't think Vince is there tonight.
It's
weird. The match is later. So, but when we come back, it's the Street Profits, and they're talking about Raw again.
They're like the host. Did you see that? Because we don't have authority,
I guess,
to tell us what's coming up.
Did you see that, Sasha Banks? Yes, because I'm watching Raw just like you.
Well, you just saw it too. It's not like they're recapping. At the end of the show or towards the end of the show.
I hate the Street Profits right now.
I used to like them so much on NXT, and now they're just like these annoying garbage pits.
And they shouldn't allow Montez Ford to wear a crown until the King of the Ring is over with.
Nope,
and good. I thought that was over. Now, last week I had asked, are they liars? Because, spoiler alert, they had lost their NXT titles. I won't say to who, but they've lost them. And that hasn't aired yet, I don't think.
Right.
Even though I'm behind on NXT. But, so I'm sorry for that, but I did say spoiler. But, so I had asked, are they being tag team title liars and keeping the titles are gone now.
Hmm.
And last week they were gone. So We're not even pretending.
Probably should never have been there.
No. So they say tonight, they're like, let's tell you what's going to happen on Raw tonight. It's going to be AJ Styles versus Braun Strowman for the United States title. And it's going to be an 8-team tag team turmoil match. And Dawkins is like, I don't know what that is, fam. You're a tag team. And WWE has had a bunch of these turmoil matches. How do you not know what this is? Here's the list of people they give that are in the tag team turmoil. I mean, I know
it's a way just to get the rules explained to the audience, but there are just other ways they could have done it.
And it makes Dawkins seem like a moron, which they do every week. Mm-hmm. They always make him the dope of the two. But, and I meant that like drugs. But Heavy Machinery, Revival, Lucha House Dragon Party, Ryder and Hawkins. Oh, they dragged the B team out of mothballs. The Viking Raiders, the OC, and the newest tag team, Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. Yes. Good God. That is a tag team now.
Did this happen on Twitter?
It didn't even happen on Twitter. They just said it on Raw. Yep. Not even on YouTube, not on Twitter, not on .com. Nope. They're just the team. They were like, we need something for these two guys to do. So, but okay, here we go. First match of the night. It's King of the Ring tournament match. Ricochet versus Drew McIntyre. We're still in the first round here. Drew sits on the throne on the way to the ring. So that's the curse right there. You can't do that because, you will lose. You will not win the tournament then. The story though is good. It's that Drew McIntyre has a hard time beating little guys. I can't beat guys smaller than me. Look at Cedric the Alexander. And this match is really good, but mm-hmm. Ricochet does the 630 and just pins Drew clean. Yeah. So Ricochet wins and advances.
Well, his Twitter handle is King Ricochet.
So. It sure is.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. If it's not Ricochet or Corbin, I'm going to be mad.
It's going to be Corbin.
Okay, well, hold on. Corbin. Tonight, speaking of him, it's going to be Miz versus Corbin in the first round action. But we come back from break and we see, okay, this is the most messed up thing in the whole night. So they say, Seth Rollins is on vacation in Hawaii or something. So, okay, because he's celebrating his engagement. So Becky Lynch isn't here either. So Sarah, whatever her name is, it's not Logan. Shriver, is interviewing Braun and Seth from last week after they won the tag team titles. On the screen, it says, Raw, last week. She says, congratulations on beating the OC for those titles last week. But this is supposed to be last week.
What?
And then Braun says, yeah, when we won these tag team titles last week. What? And then they say, okay, so then they're like, because all that just happened last week at Clash of Champions, it's going to be Seth Rollins. Braun's like, I really like that title. Can I have a title shot? And Seth's like, okay. So at Clash of Champions. I thought
last week, didn't Seth say
yes, he said, I can't pick.
Yeah, he's not Bailey.
Yep. But now Seth says it's fine. And so it's Rollins versus.
And if this is all happening, why is Braun getting a U.S. title shot now?
I don't know. It's so confusing. So it's Clash of Champions. It's Seth Rollins against Braun Strowman for the Universal title. But then they're also going to have a second match where they're going to put their tag titles on the line against whoever wins that turmoil match. So they're going to have two title matches in the same night, which WWE says is a first. But I never trust them.
Yeah.
They're usually wrong about that. So that's weird. But also they said that Braun gets a U.S. title shot tonight. So if he wins that, Braun's going to have three matches at Clash of Champions? Okay. What? You have all this talent.
Wait, when is it the champions are clashing, though?
Not till the 14th, so like 3 weeks.
No, but I mean, like, what matches are champion versus champion?
Oh, I see what you're saying. See, you're mixing up. Wait a minute.
No, Clash of Champions.
Because before, it was Night of Champions, but then the WCW one was Clash of Champions. Wow, it's confusing. But yeah, so it's not really title versus title.
So there's no clashing of champions.
No, because they keep the clashing for the one night a year on Survivor Series.
So then they really should rethink the title.
They should. It's bad.
Plus, I mean, the acronym is great, but other than that, it's not realistic.
Yes, I know. It's funny. So Miz comes out. Yeah, that whole thing was messed up with the last week, this week, last week, and the three mistakes in one little video package. Nice job, WWE. Miz comes out, and we come back from break. He cuts a promo about all the great things he did, like a heel. This was weird. Mm-hmm. And then it's another King of the Ring match. It's Miz versus Baron Corbin. And the story here is that Corbin wants to be king just to make people mad because they don't want him to be king.
That's why I like Corbin.
The problem is that they say this on commentary, and then they have Corbin act it out after the match. So one hand doesn't know what the other one's doing. Maybe that's because Vince isn't there. I don't know.
But that's what, I mean, Corbin's saying that on Twitter a lot, too. So they're just repeating what's on Twitter. But
they should know that there's a promo coming up where he's going to say that. That's in the run sheet.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying that in this particular instance, I don't see what the big deal is.
Because it was almost repeated word for word.
Yeah.
And they should have laid off that.
Yeah.
Or not gone into so much detail. That's all. So Cedric watches backstage because he's going to face the winner of this match. Oh, look. Corbin kicks out of Skull Crushing Finale because that move's junk and doesn't work. And End of Days, Corbin advances. Did anybody think
End of Days, too?
Yes, it's a very good End of Days. But did anybody think The Miz was going to win, with past the first round?
No, because he's going to face Nakamura. He's going to face
Nakamura. Yeah. Oh, my God. Corbin, now, here's the thing. Here's the curse, though. Corbin puts on the crown and sits in the throne.
But he put it on after the match, not before.
He still didn't win the tournament first. Yeah. That's the point.
Yeah.
And then he cuts a promo about how the crowd wants anybody but him to win the King of the Ring. And he does All Hail King Corbin. And because he does this, that usually means now a face will win the tournament. Yeah. So
Ricochet.
Maybe.
Another bracket.
Maybe. What, Larry?
From the other bracket, it's going to have to be a face, right?
Yeah. Probably. Tag team. I mean, it could be Cedric. It could be
Ricochet.
It still could be, what's his name? A Street Batman. Ali.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Tag Team Turmoil is tonight. It's official. They show the graphic. Yeah. We get an OC interview, and they're like, it wasn't even fair that Rollins and Braun got a tag title match out of nowhere last week, and we lost our titles, and now now we have to be in an 8-man or 8-team, 16-man thing challenge. This isn't fair. They're right. It's not. But nobody said wrestling was fair, OC. Sorry.
Aw.
Bayley comes out. Oh my God, it's Bayley. She's going to return to TLDR this week. That's exciting to me. Are you excited about that, Larry?
No.
Bayley returned to TLDR?
Oh, Bayley. No, I thought you said to Raw.
Pay attention. Oh my God.
Larry, wake up.
Keep up, man.
Next week, it's the return of Rey Mysterio, and they show the clip where Dominic and Rey kiss.
So annoying.
But he's so injured, dog.
He is.
Holmes.
I know you're injured, dog Holmes, son, but can you please wrestle? Bayley versus Nikki Cross here. Alexa Bliss has the night off for some reason. Okay.
She's on the honeymoon.
The same?
Becky Lynch and Seth. Yeah. Well,
she wasn't going to wrestle anyway. Elbow drop, Bayley wins, and poor Nikki Cross just jobs out.
Yeah, but she does whatever needs to be done, so.
I know, but it's not good. Braun Strowman interview, and he says... He says, I'm going to beat AJ Styles tonight and get the United States title. And then I'll have three matches at the Clash of Champions. And after I beat Seth Rollins and win the Universal title match, I'll go on to defend my U.S. title. So even he knows that the Universal title is so junky that it would be on before the United States title. It's only important when it's on Brock, it seems. When it's on anybody else, it's like, we'll put it wherever we want on the card then, I guess. Viking Raiders come out, and we come back. Guess what? It's time for the Tag Team Turmoil match. Here we go. Eight teams. Teams of eight will survive, or Survivor Series.
I don't know that that's right.
No, it's not. It's first match. Viking Raiders versus already in the ring B team. 30-second squash. Vikings advance. Actually, it was like a minute. It wasn't 30 seconds. But
Poor little fella.
It doesn't matter. The Vikings win. It was more than 30 seconds. Viking Raiders versus the OC is next. Now, this is cool because this is a New Japan match. Mm-hmm. So this is Gallatin Anderson against what used to be
War Machine.
So this is going to be cool. Oh, nope. They won't listen to the ref. Double disqualification. They're both out.
Such turmoil of this match.
Wow. Why? Why?
So stupid.
Just why?
Well, at least that's it for DQs tonight.
Oh, there won't be any more DQs only. Okay, Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler come out because guess what? They're going to be facing already in the ring Lucha Dragon House Party Kids. And the Lucha Kids are so good, they're just going to let Kalisto watch the match while the two littler guys wrestle instead. Why would you do that? Super Kick. Dolph and Roode go over. That's their name, Dolph and Roode.
Yes.
It says so in my notes here. So the new team of Dolph and Roode are winning. Dolph and Roode next against the Revival. Glorious DDT. They just beat the Revival. A non-tag team, everybody. Just beat the Revival.
Non-tag team are champions.
Why would you be surprised? Because a non-tag team are the champs right now. Yep.
Why didn't they give us something about them hooking up? They didn't even do anything on Twitter, did they?
They, like I said, I don't think they did anything anywhere, Larry. It was a surprise when they were on Raw. When we come back from break, it's Dolph and Roode versus Artie in the Ring, Ryder and Hawkins. Seconds long match. Ryder jobs to a horrible looking super kick. Dolph and Roode go on to the final match. It's Dolph and Roode versus Heavy Machinery. This match is really good, though. Uh-huh. This is a very good match. Except Glorious DDT. There's no cheating. These are two heels. These are two scumbags, basically.
Yeah.
Two cheating classic heels that are in a match and they're just winning clean against everybody.
Yeah.
Why? And they're not they shouldn't be a well-oiled machine and they should not
Dolph
be not
cheating. Dolph is looking really good.
Yeah, what is going on? And then Glorious DDT, that's it. Dolph and Roode get a pay-per-view title shot now. Yeah. So it's
they'll explain it in a backstage interview.
I'm sure they will. What is going on? Well, they're going to get interviewed later in the night. So, yeah, well, maybe. What the heck? Okay.
I don't get it.
So Dolph and Roode, they win against all seven of their tag teams. The tag division sucks. And also, are the Ascension and AOP both dead?
I think so.
Okay.
AOP is definitely dead.
Wow. Here we go. It's the match everyone's been waiting for. Sasha versus Natalya.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly just Natalya beating the crap out of Sasha Banks the entire match. And then bank statement, Sasha wins. And then another bank statement to show, look, I'm a heel.
Right.
And that's it.
I thought the match was fine, though.
Well, yeah, it was fine. It was just Natalya being angry.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Styles does an interview backstage and he says he's going to beat Braun Strowman. And that's it. So,
okay.
Spoiler alert, he's right. Look at this. We come back from break, and it's a not King of the Ring match. Cedric the Alexander versus Cesaro. So, it's King of the Ring winner against King of the Ring loser.
Yeah.
Poor Cesaro.
Yeah.
There's no booking that could make this match work.
Yeah, I'm very confused.
It has nothing to do.
And it's just like, you couldn't pick somebody that wasn't in the tour. Okay, but...
Is it the main event diva spot, kind of? Is it right before the main event?
Yeah, that's probably why. But it's, again, poor Cesaro. But Baron Corbin's watching the match backstage. Lumbar check, Cedric wins. And it's just like, yeah, while Cesaro wouldn't win, he already went out in the first round. So that's right. Just kind of dumb. Yeah. AJ Styles hops around backstage. When we come back, Elias... was at Founders Day on YouTube.
Oh, Fox Founders Day.
Yeah. Fox Founders Day, Fox Sports on YouTube. Elias is there with the 24/7 title because he's the champ. And then R-Truth beats him for the title. And then Spud and Truth do a Benny Hill segment with Benny Hill sound-alike music.
Mm-hmm.
And then a guy, who is this, Larry? Rob Stone?
No idea.
Okay.
No idea.
Some guy from Fox wins the title from
Truth. Too old to be credible for this gimmick. But
didn't Pat Patterson win?
But he was a wrestler, at least. This is just some guy. Old. I know. And then Elias pins Rob Stone. So once again, when we have these, it's always like if Elias is champ at the beginning,
leaves champ. Yeah.
Exactly. He has to leave as champ so we have continuity. Which is like, it's your show. You don't have to do that. It's so stupid. But yeah, so it's almost like none of that. It's like if they do it like that with the book ending, in case that goes wrong, then that never happened.
Yeah, that's true. They can just cut the whole segment out.
Yep, and you wouldn't know. You would never know that a guy from Fox was a champion, and he will always be able to say he was a WWE champion at one point in time. That's weird. Sarah.
That's because they're running. Oh, it's because they're running out of people they can put in the Hall of Fame.
Imagine when
this guy is a contender.
He's going to go in there in the Hall of Fame for having a title for 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing. Sarah interviews Dolphin Rude, and they're like, "We are absolutely glorious." And then, like, Dolph has nothing to add to that. Like, he can't help that.
There's no gimmick.
It's not his gimmick. Right. And I made up Dolphin Rude because that's just what works in my notes. You said Rude Dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is. Which
makes no sense.
But the point is, they don't have a name and they don't have a gimmick. They're
it's like
just
the glorious showstoppers. It's going to be something stupid.
Oh, you're right. It's going to be something really bad like that.
Yeah.
But they're just two guys.
Show Stealers or whatever.
Thrown together. What did you say he was?
Is it Show Stealer or Showstopper?
Ooh.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. He steals so many different things, it could be either one.
Gimmick stealer.
Kisses. Gimmick stealer. Steals kisses.
Kissing all the women's on their faces. But the point is, yeah, this is what happens when you put two guys together that were like didn't really belong together. And sometimes that works, but
But they put two charisma vacuums together.
They kind of did. Now Street Profits talk about Raw. And guess what? Dawkins isn't listening because all he cares about is partying in New Orleans. And he's loves to go out and drink and do drugs. That's his whole gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
While Montez Ford does all the talking. And it's like, that's great. What year is this? Braun Strowman walking.
Do you think anyone likes this?
Yes.
Yes. People, Larry.
Oh, my God.
People love the Street Profits and what they're doing.
What? And they're filling a void that the Usos have left now that they're on constant arrest or whatever their issue is.
It's true. They're the Tusos.
Yeah.
Yep. Larry, you don't understand how much people love them.
Yeah.
No, this, honestly, Raw can be very bad. It's the worst part of Raw.
I agree.
We are
much older, the three of us,
and
than
the
average fan.
The kids on the social medias are on the Snapchats are like, oh, the Street Profits are like me, fam.
Mm-hmm.
So then that they everyone loves them. Yes.
And plus the three of us don't want the smoke.
Right. And they do. Like and they love the drugs. And also, the Street Profits they are representing. As you can see on there, they're the fan. They're the fans of Raw. So they're mm-hmm. also saying, I'm you.
Yes.
Yeah. So Larry, it's not for us. It's not never for us. Braun's walking. Now we come back from break and we're reminded about the Firefly Funhouse and how the Fiend was born. And that's it. So we're at the main event. U.S. title match. AJ Styles versus Braun Strowman. They wrestle a little bit, but ref bump. Oh, AJ goes for the low blow. Oh, no. AJ grabs a chair. He hits Braun once. And then Braun scoops him up for a power slam, and it's over, but there's no referee. And the OC come in. And by the way, they were barred from ringside. I didn't mention that, but they were. Yeah. And, oh, no, the referee wakes up. But when he wakes up, instead of seeing a 3-on-1 beatdown, he sees Braun picking up a chair. So he's like, hey, I heard a chair noise. So that means that ring the bell. What? So AJ was right. He did win and he did retain, but in the dumbest ending way. And then Braun uses the chair on all three stooges and stands tall. So he ends up, again, making the OC look like chumps.
Since when is there a DQ over a chair shot that you hear but not see?
Almost never, unless it was like Eddie Guerrero trying to screw over the ref, and that was supposed to be funny. As far as being serious goes, it's rare.
Yeah.
Like, it happened that one time with Big Dump in New Japan,
mm-hmm.
where whoever...
But New Japan's the anomaly. I don't
know, but I'm saying it's happened once in a great while. You know? But yeah, that it was a decent Raw. I'll tell you what, again, 2 weeks in a row, it was a decent Raw. It was a well thought out Raw as far as these are stories that are going to lead to something. We have a tournament that's going to lead to something. We have the Sasha Banks storyline going out. We have the double titles and Braun Strowman eyes up here with the Universal title and Seth Rollins. We have a lot of stories going on right now and a lot of things. And, you know, I'm fine with it right now. So
right.
We're at a good... go ahead.
I don't know. Was it 3 hours worth of stuff? But it wasn't terrible.
Okay, but it's... No, and that's just it. I didn't say it was great. I'm just saying it's another solid show, and I'd rather have a solid show.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting a miracle right now in any way from WWE. So, and again, we have to like go, okay, now what's going to happen on SmackDown with this bearded guy? So at least there's something, even how as dumb as it is, there's something to look forward to as far as like, well, what would happen next with this stupid thing, you know? So, and as much as dumb as the turmoil match was with the double DQ, I enjoyed the turmoil match. So,
yeah, that's fine.
You know?
Okay. Well, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah. That's just it. What else can we say? We're not going to say it's fantastic. But it's better than what we've been saying for the last few months, and it's that it's unwatchable. It's been really, poor. It's not-
Yeah,
if you're comparing it to unwatchable, it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I give away my YouTube prize?
Please.
So this person followed us on YouTube, youtube.com/JoeNegron, and left a comment. I don't know what the comment was. It's not relevant, I guess. Is it? It's just the fact that this person left a comment. I think that was the only criteria. That was it,
right.
Bowles, B-O-L-L-E-S, 1993.
You won!
Whoever you are, you won the Andre the Giant hint.
You've won.
So send Joe an email, joe@smartwrestlingfan.com.
Yeah, email me and I'll set you up with your prize. So there you go. And the next week, Iron Sheik pin. Yes. So all you got to do is go on YouTube, follow our YouTube channel, which is free. Subscribe, it's free. And also, I guess follow and subscribe are the same thing.
Yes.
Subscribe and it's free and leave a comment and that enters you in the drawing. So there you go. It's all free. So what are you waiting for? Let's read some emails. Are you able to read emails or no?
No, I'm muted, so no. Hey, guys. After watching Raw the past few weeks and listening to your show, I figured out which way I want the Rey Dominic story to go.
Oh, boy.
I want the two of them to battle through the tag division, with Rey always nursing injuries following the match and always working hurt, with Dominic cheering him on to keep going.
Oh, my God.
Then... when they get a shot at the tag titles, they lose with Rey taking the pin.
Oh, my God.
Then Dominic attacks his father, rips off Rey's mask, and forces the mask over his head. You think this would lead to a feud between the two, but no. What we get instead is a reverse child abuse angle where Dominic starts referring to himself as Trace Mysterio.
Oh, my God.
Since he's the third one and forces his dad to continue to be his partner. Whenever they lose, Dominic beats his father in the ring and tells him, "You ain't hanging it up yet, old man.
Oh my gosh.
You retire when I tell you to retire. I'll wheel you to the ring in your wheelchair if I have to. If I'm going to be subjected to looking at Dominic's face for radio, then this is the only way for me to enjoy it."
Wow.
Oh, and Dominic continues to wear the mask during all of this, even though it doesn't fit.
I approve of that storyline completely.
Oh, yeah, I wish.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
That's a real story in CMLL with two different guys, by the way. So there you go. It's a real thing. Any more?
I got nothing.
No?
Nothing.
Larry?
Love the birdie, buddy. Did we think the Buddy Murphy thing?
There's
been short because
there's an email that says
Buddy Murphy Daniel Bryan match.
You
already read that one?
No, we didn't read it. Why are you? Okay. You can read more of it. You don't have to skip parts.
Oh, but it makes the show shorter. Greeting SWFers. Aww. It was so good to hear from Executive Moonbeam last week.
Thanks.
That's why
he was skipping it.
I've been noticing the lack of email for SmackDown, so I forced myself to watch not the whole show, but as much as I could. So after all that's gone on with Kevin Owens and Shane, Why was he apologizing?
Again, no one can answer that question.
Loving the Buddy Murphy-Daniel Bryan match, I'm afraid the only thing coming out of the upcoming Chad Gable-Shelton Benjamin match is that Gable is short, which is sad because this should be a great match.
Yeah.
Also, I guess Ali won't be getting that IC title match.
I guess not.
I forgot about that. Well, at least no more Shane versus Cat. Well, never mind. Sincerely, Slowbro Brazil Jr. P.S. I noticed you went against my lawyer wishes and continued to fantasy book. And again, they're issuing an order to cease and desist so we can all suffer together.
Nope, you heard my thing about the Undisputed Era, so I'm not going to stop.
No.
At least you don't get Texas. Don't mess with Texas about it. P.S. It is good to have Executive Me and be back. Hope everything goes well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did we do a show? Are we done?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get to October.
I don't want to skip that far ahead, but I do want to.
I'm looking about 3 months out right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll hear the train coming there. I don't know where you live.
It's rolling around the bend.
Wow. Is that a train or a truck?
It's a train, and there's only like maybe two a month. So this is. You're lucky to be hearing it.
Wow, we're so lucky.
We've recorded it. Wow.
Wow. All the listeners get to hear Larry's train now. Toot, toot. Outside the window. Okay, so but that's it. We're done here for today. So listen, if everybody here that's listening to the sound of my voice wants a show next week, here's the order of operations. First of all...
everything in parentheses.
Everything in parentheses, right, is first. Then all the multiplication. Okay, so what you have to do is a few things real quick. audibletrial.com/smartwrestlingfan. Get a free book. Help the show. Two, go to youtube.com/JoeNagron. Subscribe. Leave a comment. Get entered in a free drawing. All free. Number three, share these links that I'm giving you right now. Share them. Free. That's free. Number four, if you have money and you're like, oh, I wish I didn't have all this money. I should give it to somebody that needs it. We need to buy action figures for TLDR. We need to buy new equipment. We need to pay the bills. How you can do that? Go to smartwrestlingfan.com. Just leave a donation. PayPal link at the bottom of the page. Simple, right? If you want to leave a monthly donation of some kind, patreon.com/smartwrestlingfan. Help support the show that way. There. I just gave you like five or six ways to help the show.
Yep.
So thank you. If you do any of them, we'll be happy. Do all of them, and I will send you a gift pack of all kinds. I swear, I'm not kidding. I'll send you a gift pack of all the different things.
Do the hat trick.
There you go. And we'll do one more thing. If someone donates, and I'll say there'll be five of these packs available.
Okay.
If someone donates $97,
ooh,
I will give...
numbers.
If they request it, I will give them a fun pack filled with, they could either take a physical prize pack or a digital prize pack.
Or
if they pick the digital prize pack, it will have $250 worth of Steam games in it, minimum.
Whoa.
And I will make sure they're games you don't have. If they take the physical prize pack, I can't promise what's in there. It's going to be cool stuff though.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
There's so much win. This is so much win.
Yeah. $97, and I'm limiting it to five of them. So that's it. Because that way, if we get that money, we can get the new figures and we can pay some bills.
Nice.
So that's it. Okay, we're done. Thank you so much for listening. Anything else?
No.
No.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time and have fun. Watch some wrestling. And next week, AEW All Out review. So that should be fun. Until then. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.